What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. You should call me right now. The reason you should call me right now is because we are going to leave you at the bottom of the hour on CBS Sports Network, not on radio, not on terrestrial, not on satellite, but on CBS Sports Network, we're going to kick to tournament action. So you want to call right now. Also, I don't have an interview until the middle of hour number three. Another reason why you want to call right now. 1-800-636-8686. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter if you don't mind, at Jim Rome. And you're more than welcome to email me too at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. This guy, before I tell you my thoughts on the Steelers, this guy emails me, Rome, yeah. Duke basketball. Let's talk my Titans looking to destroy your Gauchos in the Big West tournament tonight. John in Huntington Beach, fifth happiest city in America. Fact. Why don't we talk about that, John boy? Why don't we talk about that, Gauchos and Titans? In fact, I owe my guy Matt English from UCSB an email. He invited me and the fam out tonight to watch that game. Let's talk Titans and Gauchos, bro. How about a friendly wager? I'll do that for you. How about a friendly wager right now, John, you and me? Big West tourney basketball. Gauchos v. Cal State Fullerton. Or UC school against your state school. All right, let's do this. I got a bet for you. It's up to you. You can take this or not. What do we say? The Gauchos win, and you never email me ever again. The Titans win, and you never email me ever again. How's that sound, John? I like that bet. I'll take that bet.
Hey, John.
Are you man enough to take that bet? Gauchos win, you never email this show ever again. Titans win, you never email this show ever again. Let's do this. I'm not afraid. Let's do this. Gauchos. UCSB, my alma mater, survived Cal State Northridge. Grind out the gritty win. UC Irvine is still the team to beat in that conference. So we'll see. Gauchos and Fullerton. And no matter what, John, even if you win tonight and you won't, even if you do win tonight and you won't, even if you do win tonight, you still can't email me anymore. And even if you do win tonight, you still went to a state school. Meantime, let's go to the phones. I want to get to the Steelers in a minute, but call screen looks all right. In fact, the call screen looks better and better and better. Let's go to line number one. Albuquerque on a Friday. R-E-X in the A-B-Q. Hello, Rex.
Hey, Jimmy. I hit up the mall yesterday, Jimmy, and as customary, I headed to Mrs. Fields first to buy a giant cookie. Then I got my strawberry Julius. You know, some guys are into the orange Julius, but not me. I'm more refined than that. So then I'm walking around, and I notice I'm getting close to mall kiosk guy. You know, there's two types. There's kiosk guy that gets right up in your grill, and then there's kiosk guy who doesn't even bother looking up at you and is playing some Gears of Warcraft game on this rig he set up next to the cash register. Unfortunately for me, I got the guy who decides he's going to sell me some knockoff Hugo Boss cologne and sprayed it right in my face. This crap smelled like anal gland discharge.
That's not a good cup. No.
You don't like that cup.
I don't like that cup. Not a very good cup.
I see what you did there, Rex. I see what you did there. Rex in the ABQ. So he's got takes now on mall kiosk guy, strip club guy, cheesecake factory host guy, department store salesman guy. And what was that? Anal gland discharge guy? All right, Rex, thanks for nothing. Still not going to see you on the 25th. The 25th smack off, that is. We are looking at dates. Listen, something to put in the back of your mind. We're probably about 3 months out. I don't have the date yet, but it's feeling like a June date. the Smack-Off, 25th annual Smack-Off, something that Rex will not be a part of until we can get through an entire telephone call without getting run. He's got a point about mall kiosk guy, though, doesn't he? 1-800-636-8686. Just rolling calls, banging telephone calls. Is there anybody who could follow that up? Let's give it a shot. Lady Clones, let's go to Fall City. Liz in Fall City. Liz, what's up with you?
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm great. Long time no hear. What's up?
Yeah, it's spring break. It's Woodscopes Friday. But you know, Jim, I like to stay up to date with current events. Well, I just caught that new documentary, Leaving Neverland, and, you know, it really is very horrific and sad. However, it's led to inspiring the Jungle's very own Toby in Houston to produce his own documentary, and it's going to be called Leaving a San Antonio Locker Room, starring Larry Brown's Crank.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Liz. Liz, today is not the hack-off. Liz, you sound like a 12-year-old crank calling somebody. Except you're like a 40-something-year-old crank calling me. Come on, man. Liz, I don't think I need to tell you this, Liz. At least I didn't think so. There's nothing amusing about that. Now that we've seen that doc, Leaving Neverland, now that we've seen that doc and many of our suspicions seemingly have been proven correct, there's nothing funny about that. Hey, wait a minute, Rome. Aren't you the guy who used to have that alarm? Yes. Guilty. I will own it. An alarm that I retired several years ago. And I hate to say, watching that documentary, I wasn't that far off, was I? Come on, Liz. She sounded like a 12-year-old crank calling somebody. Liz, like, hey, Rome. You got Prince Albert in a can? All right, so we've had Rex and Liz back-to-back. Somebody? Can somebody get through a phone call? Let's not make this three calls in a row that get run. But we'll try it. Harrisburg, PA. Jason, you are next. Hey, Jason, do me a favor. Get through the phone call. It is bad, bad karma to run three people in a row. What's up?
Well, Jim, it looks like I smoked Tyler out of his Canadian hibernation. And I've got to say, I'm disappointed. Judging by the way you talk him up and the way he hypes himself, I thought I was poking a bear. But it turns out it was more like petting a pussycat. All he did in his call yesterday was prove that his listening skills are as bad as his smack reading skills. I didn't say fat chicks, Tyler. I said ugly chicks. And in case you didn't know, that's the reason they invented the light switch, bro. For a guy who talks like your country is so much more progressive and forward-thinking than mine, who's being inclusive and who's being a hater? What you need to do, Tyler, is get back to the low-hanging fruit that got you run in the first place. Tell us all that if a fat American breaks his leg, gravy pours out. War, the Northern Sando, consisting of bread on bread, with just a very little moose knuckle slammed in between.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Exactly what the hell is going on this segment? Rex, to Liz, to Jason. Three egregious phone calls. Horrible radio. The kind of thing that the second I go off the air, I'll get a phone call from one of the suits in New York saying, hey, Rome, listen, I understand that you never know exactly what's going to come out of one of their mouths when they call the program, but your name is on that show. Can you do a better job of screening the phone calls? And the answer is yes. I mean, I'm going to have to. Hey, Hawk, I can't wait to see who's going to come up now. I said we'd roll phone calls. We'd bang telephone calls. Rex, run. Liz, even worse. And then Jason. Jason's sitting there patting himself on the back, giving himself credit for, quote, smoking Tyler out. Dude, Tyler participates almost every single day. You don't have to smoke him out of anything. He's always here for it. He tweets, he emails, he calls. It's not a hard guy to find. He's not hiding. He wasn't laying low. He wasn't staying down. I almost want to know what's next after those three. I'll do it. I'll open it up to you. 1-800-636-8686. And poor Alvy is gripping hard, working feverishly to get every horrible phone call from today into his week that was. Hey, good news, if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, it'll be over soon. We give it back at the bottom of the hour for tournament action. Man, that is hideous. All right, still ahead. I do want to talk about Big Ben and the Steelers. Like, whose fault is this? The Steelers have never looked worse. All of a sudden now, people are looking to get out of Pittsburgh instead of go there. And why is that? Where does the blame start? Whose fault is it? How much of this is on the quarterback? I want to pick up that topic a little bit later on. Also, a 911 call involving C-Town. God Sham God coming up next hour. And Kareem Hunt gets an 8-game suspension. Hefty involved with Rick Singer, but Hefty insists it's not the way you think. We didn't do anything wrong. We're as shocked as anybody else. The gal from Full House, not the only one having a tough week with regards to the college admission scandal. The dude with the full belt also is. He hit Twitter yesterday to say, hey now, yeah, I know him. We worked with him, but we didn't do any of that. And then he hit it with, obviously. Yeah, like, don't judge me. You know I had nothing to do with that. And you know I would never do anything like that. That's pretty rich. All of that's still ahead. And I'm still trying to find a way to get a phone call in here that gets racked and not run. I mean, as phone call segments go, that might have been the worst one we've had in months. Hey, Jim. I don't think Zion is that good. Regards, that tool who said that Cal Ripken sucks.
I heard you talking about Cal Ripken and his stupid overrated record. Cal Ripken sucks. He's overrated. He was overpaid. He did nothing good. He's average player at best who had a crappy record because he didn't play that hard. And so everybody thinks he's so great. Wow, he played a bunch of games in a row. Good job there, tough guy. I would pay $1 million just so I could spray that guy in the face with a full mace spray.
I still can't figure out if that's the worst call we've ever had on this show or the best. Overrated, never did anything great, overpaid, average at best, played a few games in a row, way to go, tough guy. I'd pay $1 million to spray a full can of mace into his face. Yeah, I can't figure out if that's the worst call we've ever had or the best. Stucknuts in, quote, that was a pretty good segment. You mean this segment? With three calls that got run and a reset of the worst call ever. Yeah, that was a pretty good segment. Right, Steve? And the sad thing is, the phone lines are just going off right now. Bad calls beget other worse calls. Come on, Hawks, stay in the fight. Pick them up. You gave me those three. When we return, let's talk Hefty. Is Hefty involved or not? And if he is involved, to what extent? Never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. Like, you think it makes you look casual and cool, but more than likely, you end up looking sloppy. This is why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. It's a casual shirt. It's not too long, not too short. It is just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them perfection. Untuck It shirts are go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, they feel amazing. I know I wear them. Impeccable craftsmanship, attention to detail, make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. So log on to untuckit.com, check out all the new arrivals. Use the promo code ROME20 for 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuck It in one of their over 50 retail locations across the country. Once again, you want to stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt, untuckit.com. Your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME20 for 20% savings. Untuckit.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
March Madness officially kicking off with the NCAA selection show. CBS has got that big reveal. Breaks down the brackets. Find out if your team is in and where it will go. Sunday, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific on CBS. At Avery Gwynn tweets, probably the greatest segment in the show's history. I give a lot of credit to Adam Hawk. At former NFL guy tweets, please keep these calls coming in. This is the funniest segment in a while. at Sick Roy 6 tweets, three calls in a row. Beware the Ides of March. See, we got a problem. The problem is there is a disconnect between you and I. The disconnect being what I think is garbage, you think is awesome. This guy said that was the best segment in show history. Hey, Avery, I've been here for every segment in show history. Believe me when I tell you that was not the best. Definitely one of the worst, but not the best. Phil in Dallas tweets, Mickelson, I thought we were done talking about Mr. Big Chest. Hashtag moobs.
Mr. Big Chest.
You know, I thought we were done talking about Mr. Big Chest too. Antonio Brown. I like the way he showed up in Oakland his first day. He's got a lot of work to do to make us forget the last several months, but I think we might be done talking about Mr. Big Chest. Now, Hefty. If you want to talk about Hefty, as I mentioned, that gal from Full House is not the only one having a tough week. The dude with the full belt is too. Hefty. Phil Mickelson took to Twitter yesterday, and it was not with one of those corny tweets that he always has. In fact, a rarity, a not corny tweet, a straight tweet. But it had spin. It had a lot of spin. In fact, more spin than that 64-degree wedge. Here's the tweet. Our family, along with thousands of others, used Rick Singer's company to guide us through the college admission process. We are shocked by the revelations of these events. Obviously, we were not part of this fraud. Our kids would disown us if we ever tried to interfere. Let me read that last line to you one more time. Obviously, we were not part of this fraud. Our kids would disown us if we ever tried to interfere. Uh-oh! That really is an amazing tweet by Hefty. Amazing because it's, first off, 100% not what he uses Twitter for. You notice what he didn't do with that tweet. He didn't hit a flop shot over some dude's head from 3 feet. He didn't high kick over Chris O'Donnell. He didn't showcase his calf muscles. He didn't clown Tiger. He didn't drop some lame dad joke. In fact, he did exactly the opposite. He was using social to try and prove that he's not a criminal dad. You know, like his dude Massimo. You know, the type of dad bag who throws his checkbook around at an admissions cheat to get their kid into a good school. You know, the type of bag who will snap photos of his kid on a Nordic track and then stroke a check big enough to tell all of his friends that his kid got into a really prestigious school when that kid had no right even touring the campus, much less attending school there. Now, let me be very clear about this. I've got no idea if Hefty did any of those things. I've got no idea if Hefty is, in fact, that dad. I hope the hell he's not. And in terms of Rick Singer, it seems to me, and I might be wrong on this, but I think that he did some really dirty, greasy things. Pursued criminal activity. I don't think that he necessarily did it with every one of his clients. I'm not sure how many were dirty and how many weren't. I think the guy had, at some point, a legitimate business where he was doing it legitimately and did it legitimately with some people. I mean, after all, Hefty is saying that. Hefty said, we're shocked. Obviously, we would never do anything like that. Obviously, we weren't part of the fraud. Yeah, I don't know, Phil. I mean, obviously, given your track record, that's a bit of an overstep, right? You're hitting us pretty hard with this. Obviously, me and my family would never do anything like that. When you yourself have been in some pretty fraud-like situations. You know, maybe you didn't stroke Rick Singer a check for 15 or 50 or 500 grand or even a million. But if I'm not mistaken, did you not stroke one to the Security and Exchange Commission regarding insider trading charges? I mean, hell, even on the course, you're a little fast and loose, like that time you played ping pong by yourself on a green at Shinnecock and then claimed that you did it because it was, quote, strategy. So Hefty saying that it's, quote, obvious that he had nothing to do with this and would never do anything like that and is shocked really is pretty rich, considering that the only thing here is it's not obvious. And when everybody saw his name connected with it, they were not at all surprised. You know what was obvious? That your name was connected to it, Hefty. But if you were wondering why this guy looked like this dude was cruising around Sawgrass yesterday, shooting 104th best round on the course, and looking like he had his mind on everything but golf, now you know why. Yeah, don't sweat it, big dude. Don't sweat it, big dude. Nothing ever sticks to you. Nothing. And this probably won't either. Nothing ever sticks. Hefty? Nothing. I'm sure he'll be fine. So the reason he did that, if he, you might be asking, well, if he didn't do anything wrong, why was he doing that? Why is he going to Twitter? Because he was like on Singer's website, hyping him up, seeing what a great job he did, thanking him for his work with his kids. Oh, what? No way. That guy's dirty? Singer? We didn't know that, obviously. Oh, okay. I'm not saying that Hefty did anything dirty. I'm just saying Hefty going with a big, fat, obviously on Twitter is not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Now, the Jungle is going to sign off from CBS Sports Network for the day in order to air Bracket Week presented by Kubota Men's Air Force Reserve. It's coming up next on the TV network. You will see live coverage of Conference USA basketball. It's a championship semifinal matchup between UAB and Old Dominion. If you're staying on TV, make sure that you enjoy that game. If you're looking for the radio program, we will still be here the way we are every single day until 3 Eastern and noon Pacific on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm still looking for telephone calls. 1-800-636-8686. Still ahead, how much of this is on Big Ben in Pittsburgh? They went from one of the model franchises, not only in the NFL, but in all of sports. And now they're just dysfunctional as they can be. How much of that is on the quarterback? Lots of blame to go around, but how much of that is on Big Ben? More and more guys coming out of the woodwork to take runs at Ben. At Frank in the 209 tweets, Thefty Mickle Rat basically just dry snitched on himself. This is the guy that was indicted on insider trading, but he's not guilty along with Aunt Becky. Psst, please.
Please.
Listen, I don't know if he is or isn't. He was not named with any of the others in this report. It's conceivable that he did nothing wrong in working with Singer. But Singer's dirty, and Singer did plenty wrong, and Hefty's got to know he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt, not given his track record.
You know, toughen up.
This email says, ah, shucks, Rome. Obviously, I didn't hire Rick Singer to do something illegal. I'll even do my sheepish grin to prove it. Your buddy, Thefty. Casey, New Hampshire. Dear Hawk, I've done more running today than you've done in a month. How's my ass taste? Signed, The Manual Buzzer.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Brett from Bugaha. War USC's admin, having the same credibility and moral fiber as the pooper intendant. Hey, Brett, you are some kind of horrible as an emailer. I mean, literally among the worst of the worst. Really, Rome? So why are you reading it? I ask myself that every single day. Because Hawk can't figure out a good email from a bad email. God Sham God coming up next hour. Alvy's week that was. The iconic week that was coming up next hour. The ATP coming up next hour. And we're begging telephone calls for better or for worse. I definitely do want to hit the Steelers when we come back. I owe you a bottom of the hour sports update though first, and here it is. Jay Berm.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Tomorrow, you do not want to miss the biggest pay-per-view fight of the year. Errol the Truth Spence Jr. takes on Mikey Garcia. It's for the World Welterweight Championship, live from AT&T Stadium. Spence Jr. versus Garcia tomorrow at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. You can order right now. 1-800-636-8686. Go ahead. This guy's a legend. God Sham God. If I'm interviewing an NBA assistant coach, you know the guy's a legend. And there's a reason for it. That's coming up in hour number three. We've already had a conversation with Jimmy Johnson, who's the driver of the number 48 car. He's running in the Boston Marathon about a month from right now. He's up to 80 miles a week. Hawk, Adam Hawk, EP of this show, is running in a marathon next week. He's up to 0 miles per week. He's currently not running. So we'll see who that works out better for. When I asked Hawk about that, he said, with all due respect to Jimmy Johnson. Fletcher McGee came in. We talked some Wofford basketball. Conference tourneys everywhere, including the Big West tourney. John in Huntington Beach emailed earlier and was talking junk about Cal State Fullerton beating my UC Santa Barbara Gauchos. I said, you know what, bro? Don't you put your money where your mouth is. Let's do a bet. Let's make a bet right now. Gauchos win, you never email me ever again. Titans win, you never email me ever again. It's going to be a good weekend. Great pay-per-view fight. Conference tournament action everywhere. Selection Sunday, this coming Sunday. And then the NCAA tournament. And then you've got the NBA. This guy. I can't believe this guy jumps the day. He jumps the day with a new update. James Dolan. The gift that keeps on giving. Except it's not a gift. It's more like the disease that keeps on spreading. This guy's like VD. Like a disease and there's no cure. At this point, I'm convinced he's never, ever going to do what everybody wishes he would and just go the hell away. In fact, the opposite is happening. Instead of leaving the public eye forever, like he should, this guy's made a very salty and very petty habit of booting anybody who suggests that he should bounce, no matter what he's doing. Now remember, 7 days ago, we saw this bag on video banning a very intelligent fan and a very reasonable fan from MSG for simply telling Dolan to do what he should have done a long, long time ago, and that's sell the Knicks.
Sell the team!
Anything I should sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
It's an opinion.
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV.
You're right, Jim. It's not an opinion. It's actually a statement. A statement, a fair statement, a good statement, a smart statement. Hey, why don't you do this dude a favor? Do this guy a real favor. After you're done banning him from your house, rip his TV too. Don't half give, Dolan. Give all the way. Go all in. Give the joy and the relief of a lifetime without your Knicks to anybody that even looks at you funny. And since that hook job, and he got hooked badly by that guy. Since that hook job, Dolan has taken to ESPN Radio in New York and tried to argue that he had been, quote, ambushed and stalked by that guy. And that the ban from MSG would remain in place because, quote, you're not allowed to follow the owner and then confront him like that, end quote. Man, this dude is delusional. Ego, delusion, misuse of clearly defined words, talking about himself in the third person. The double down had it all, like I knew it would. So, the ban was last week. The horrible explanation chased it soon thereafter. And now, the reason we're still talking about this, there's a new video. A new video making the rounds from about 2 years ago. And this video might be the crowning turd for the undisputed current king of turds. This video is from 2016 at the Pilgrimage Music Festival in Tennessee. Somehow, some way, James Dolan's musical nightmare, JD and the Straight Shot, were actually allowed on that bill. And they went to perform. And if you've ever been to a music fest before, you know exactly how these things go. The headliners play at night to tens of thousands of people, and they start late. The Barnacles of the bill play during broad daylight, and they do so for their friends and family and the sound guy. So, of course, JD and the Straight Shot was playing during the day. And in a crowd of at least, I don't know, seven people, maybe eight, Dolan spots a guy named Kevin D'Estacio. And D'Estacio is holding up a sign which reads, "Quit your day job, sell the Knicks." And Dolan took that advice about as well as you thought that he might.
Oh, no. You. Come on up. Why are you here? you're a fan of music and your hand holding up that sign? Don't you think that that's a little negative? You don't, anybody else here think it's a little negative? I'm going to invite you to leave. What do you say? So everybody else can have a good time. Okay, can you do that now? Thank you. Goodbye.
Man, this guy. Now he's kicking people out of joints and venues that he's got nothing to do with. It's the kind of guy that, like, if he's walking through an airport and somebody says, hey, yo, Dolan, sell the team, he'd try and kick everybody out of the airport. Dude, you can't just start ejecting people. Bad enough that you're injecting people from MSG. You can't just start ejecting people from random music festivals that you shouldn't have been at in the first place. My favorite part, though, is when he asked the crowd, a crowd that you can count on with two hands. Anybody else here think it's a little negative? And one guy barely musters up the energy to boo.
Anybody else here think it's a little negative?
Boo. I'm not even sure why that guy was booing. Was he booing in support of Dolan, or was he booing in support of the guy with the sign? But it goes to tell you exactly how many people were there. You know, Dolan thinks he's like that lead singer who can motivate the entire crowd to do whatever he tells them to do, right? You know, sing the chorus, dance, throw up lighters, sway this way, lean that way, chant this. This guy's talking to the entire crowd and says, anybody else here think that's negative? And one guy says, boo. So, D'Stasio posted the video yesterday in the wake of the MSG banning. And then told the New York Daily News, quote, there was no one there to watch him and his goofy little band. I held up my sign and he stopped his concert, end quote. Again, Dolan, hooked badly. Hooked badly. Has there ever been a guy, a public figure in the history of the world who's easier to hook than Dolan? You look at this guy the wrong way and he loses his mind. One sign and he's trying to get this guy ejected too. And look what it got you, Dolan. Look what it got you. Another viral video and me talking about it on this show. Calling JD and the Straight Shot, quote, a goofy little band is so accurate and so succinct and so strong. Inviting 1/6 of your audience to leave over a sign about selling the Knicks is none of those things. Not strong, not smart, not succinct. I mean, I'm honestly surprised this guy didn't scream out that he was being stalked and ambushed. But I guess D'Stasio would have had to have moved from one end of the crowd to the other to constitute stalking and ambushing, like the guy from the Garden. And then again, stalking and ambushing who? What? You don't own the music festival. You can't throw your weight around there. Man, you're just another musical hack out there getting what you deserve. Booed. That's how those things work, James. That's how those things work. If they don't like your music, they boo you. If they like it, they stand, they cheer, they fire up their lighter, they ask for an encore. Things you'll never know about. I'm telling you, at the rate we're going, this guy's going to kick out the entire country from his America. Dude's out there yanking people from New York and Tennessee and blackballing media outlets that he doesn't like. I mean, he's going to ultimately get there. He's going to try and kick this entire country out of this nation. I said it earlier this week. Dolan thinks it's his world and we're all living there. And again, maybe we should all be so lucky as to get banned from whatever this guy's involved in or with.
Oh, no.
And you know there are other videos like that that are coming out. There's no way those are the only two guys that have ever said to him, sell the team. And he tried to ban them or kick them out of wherever he was. I know there's more video where that came from. And not only that, James, bro, you're not very bright. Think about this. Everybody will look to hook you now. Everybody will be lying in wait. You just gave them the playbook. You gave them the playbook. When you talked about that first guy, you're like, yeah, man, he stalked me. He ambushed me. He was looking to sell video to TMZ. Right. It's like Miriam Berry. You know, bleep, set me up. Right. That's what people like that do. They set people up. That'd be like Dolan saying, yeah, man, that guy set me up. Right. And it worked. He did set you up.
Anybody else here think it's a little negative?
I'm telling you. You just gave them the playbook, Jim. Everywhere you go now, people are going to get up in your grill and say, sell the team, because they know they'll get a reaction. They know how easy you are to hook. And then one of their boys will be off to the side, rolling tape on it, and getting ready to send it to TMZ. And Gunnerbear 17 tweets, James Dolan gets ambushed, much like that old man who tells the kids to get off his lawn, gets ambushed when one of them walks an inch from his grass. A great Blue Dini 4 tweets, I want to know how much Jimmy Dolan's parents are funneling to promoters to let that band perform in public. I don't know, like when you're in that walk of life, in that town no less, in that town, you're that guy in that town. And you're the most thin-skinned guy in the entire world. You're that guy in that town, one of the toughest towns ever, and you're the most thin-skinned guy in any town anywhere. That's pretty hard to believe. Especially when you own that team in that town. I'm just waiting for the next video to drop. I bet there is one before the end of the program. 1-800-636-8686. I got to tell you, it seems to me this is the best song that JD and the Straight Shot have ever done.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Come on up. Why are you here?
Yeah, Alvin, hold up for 1 second. You see what's going on there? This guy spies the sign and says, oh, no. Oh, no. And then he brings him up on stage to admonish him. And it's obviously not the first time they've done that, because immediately the guy with the axe is providing background music. Like, all right, this chump's going to get his now. Like, it's all part of the show. Go ahead. That's like the ass-kicking music.
You're a fan of music and you're holding up that sign?
He's a fan of good music.
Don't you think that that's a little negative? You don't... anybody else here think it's a little negative?
Hey, Barnacle. He got there to get his spot to wait for the headliner. Are you a fan of music? Then what are you doing here? It's like asking fans at the Garden, are they fans of basketball? Yeah, they are. But if they see bad basketball, they're going to boo. That's fair, right? If they're there to see music, good music, and they hear bad music, they're going to boo, Barnacle.
I'm going to invite you to leave. What do you say? So everybody else can have a good time. Okay, can you do
that? I'm going to invite you to leave so the other four idiots who are watching us can have a good time. You can't invite him to leave. He paid. He's got a ticket.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Let's not confuse this with some Utah Jazz fan saying something really regrettable to Russell Westbrook and getting a ban. This guy just held up a sign. Sell the Knicks. Man, Dolan's had himself a bad week. A really bad week. He better hope that's the only video that's out there and it doesn't jump the weekend. One of the richest owners in the toughest town with the most storied franchise, not named the Lakers. And this guy can't take anything at all. Stucknut's in. JD wants to be, quote, do you know who the hell I am, guy? But nobody cares who the hell he is.
You know who the hell I am?
That's Evel Knievel. He could pull that off. When I asked Evel Knievel, dude, like, why would you jump the Snake River if there was a good chance you were going to die? His response was, you know who the hell I am? That works.
You know who the hell I am?
Anybody else who throws that card, if you have to ask, you know who the hell I am, either they don't know or they don't care. Or you wouldn't be asking in the first place. They don't know or they don't care. All right, coming up next hour, we've got God Sham God. Dallas Mavericks assistant coach. I'm looking forward to that. 20 past the hour. Also next hour, Alvin's week that was. The legendary week that was. And our phone lines are open. My thoughts on the Steelers. More bad news and a bad look and bad optics for Big Ben. Kareem Hunt gets 8 games. They're still America's team. I didn't like that move then. I don't like it now. I'm not surprised by the suspension. Now, I'm not even sure that punishment fits that crime. We will get into that too. And a 911 call might make the cut. All still ahead.